Kedva. We just did last time Reishnun Aleph Siftes. Just want to touch up two nekudas. I saw a beautiful Chuvah from Moshe today, which is Negea. And then hopefully we'll go on. I hope to finish the siman this evening. In Reishnun Aleph Siftes was talking about the Din Kedima. Maccabi says, "Hoyu lefana vanim harbe ve'im bekis lefanis ulechases aliftais es kulam the maktim akoyin lelevi levi liyisrael." All the different miles are one in front of the next, and then it says that a tamachachem has even a bigger mile. A tamachachem is not only odav, but afilu chachem leksus va'amoritz lechachias ve'ichus chave kechave. That even a tamachachem, even for a lower level of ksus, takes precedence over namoritz lechachias. Okay, now, there was a tshuva from Rav Moshe. There was a story that two brothers wanted to get together. They asked Rav Moshe the following shaila. They have a third brother, a younger brother, who hopefully will be getting married in 2 years from now. And they hope that he'll stay in, is going back like 30, 40 years, this tshuva. And he plans on learning in Kollel after the Chasna, and he's not going to be able to afford to do so. So these two brothers decided, with Nedivas Libam, that they're going to take all their Maisa money and support their younger brother. Between the two of them, hopefully they'll be able to pull together enough money to be able to support their younger brother. So the shaila was like this. He's not married yet. He's still a bach. He's not getting married for at least another 2 years. Could they already start now taking their Maisa money right now, putting it aside to be given to this younger brother in 2 years from now? Or, I don't know, whatever, there are many stardom here, but I guess one blatant start is that the person's not a tzorich yet. He's not a nitzvach. He doesn't need the money yet. He's not married yet. How do you deem that as tzedakah? How do you have a right to allocate all the funds for this brother when you have real anim in front of you who need to be supported? So Rav Moshe goes by Arichas Kedarka Bekaidish. One Nakuda, he compares Zman. First he says, clearly we're talking about what the younger brother is, even an Oni right now. He's considered a Nitzrach right now, and he explains why, but I'll get to it in a second. But you need that. So now he's just talking about Din Kedima. Do you take this Ani, who only, let's say, needs it in 2 years from now, or you take other Aniim who need it right now? And he compares a Adifus in Zman, the fact that he doesn't really need it yet, and other Aniim need it right now, that they're more needy, they're more important because they need it right now. He compares that to a different set of two Aniim, where one needs it, let's say, L'Ksus, and one needs it L'Achila, L'Mezainis, where Mezainis takes is more important than Ksus. It's also on a different level. And basically, his Shaila then revolves around the fact, which we had a Shaila in the past, is when you have a Koriv, who needs it for one madrega, and you have a fremder who needs it for a more important madrega, do you apply the principle of karev kaidim, or do you apply the principle of, let's say, the more important purposes kaidim? For example, if you have a karev who only needs it luxus for clothing, and you have a fremder who needs it for food, who do you give first? On the one hand, food is more important than clothing. On the other hand, your karev is more important than someone who's not your karev. And which takes precedent? And Rav Moshe says that davapash ravada, for a karev, you mechuyev to give to a karev first, and he holds that you're mechuyev to give to a karev even if his mila is less important than the next mila. That's what he holds. And we discussed it to Machlokes. We said that the hafla holds not like that. The hafla holds that all the milas of we had before of kurva or shchenim or whatever it is, benir, those milas are only when everything is equal. But when something is not equal, avada, the more important purpose takes precedent. If someone who's not a benir needs it for food and a benir only needs it for clothing, you have to give to someone who's not a benir. That's the hafla. Sorry?
Even a brother
is a karev. The only exception that the hafla said is b'nei beisai. So you have to know, b'nei beisai pashas means people are smuchen olav, your children, your family members, people are living together with you. You have to know in this case what he meant by brother. But that's, when Meila Rav Moshe says, hu adin l'gabi zman, tzatzushtel, so too, that even though this ani needs it right now, because he and his man is more important because the other brother only needs it for 2 years from now, nevertheless he says, but when it comes to kurva, it's not a problem. Kurva takes precedence, and therefore since your brother is your karev who needs it, you can give it to your brother. It's a chiddush from Rav Moshe. Alright, it has its problem, but one you saw that Rav Moshe comes out with is a chiddush. He comes out that clearly we're only talking about if everyone is considered a nani. If your brother right now is not a nani, then you can't now allocate funds for your brother because he's not a nani yet. He's not roi lekabel this tzedakah. So Rav Moshe says a vote like this. He says, it's a davar pashut, a person who's, let's say, getting married, going into koilo. That's a redim pakapaskin reish mevav. Avada, he's allowed to take tzedakah, and a shak means I'm from my child, that if he's roi lekarak and he doesn't take tzedakah, because not to come on to the tziva, oivoivoi, oven gadol who, for someone who plays a frumachesh and not to be in koilo, because he doesn't want to take tzedakah. It's a shak, you could look it up in reish mevav, I believe it's tzivkat mechav. But memele, tzakar amesha, so someone who needs, to learn in Koyelol, who's a Roi Lekak, to learn in Koyelol, Havadi, he's a Bar Hochi, to take stock, even if he's a bar, even if he's healthy, even if he could provide for himself and go work, because you can't, you see, Efshel Lekayim Shneim for his own to work and to learn Kedark, Keroi Lekak properly, so therefore, Havadi, he's a Bar Hochi, to take Tzedakah. Mele Zakra Moshe, the next step. If let's say someone has $200 a year, 200 zuzim a year, so he's not considered a nani. But this year he has to marry off a child. So he doesn't have enough funds to marry off the child for this year. So no wonder you can say, oh, he's not a nani because he has 200 zuzim, because that's enough to provide for his family. So he's considered a nani because the tzoyis that he needs right now to marry off a child, the $200 is not going to make it. $200 for a normal situation. If he has a chad pami, some type of a tzoyik that he can't provide for himself, avadi, he's considered a nani. It's for the house of the father. So Shaila in the place can visit house and wife, it's for the children, whatever. It's a tradition on Gimel. I don't want to really get into it now. I just want to bring out a Chiddush or a Moshe. Zokra Moshe has a Dova Parshit that person could already collect for chasen expenses even before his daughter is even engaged. Because he hopes to need it this year. So he's already a noni. Zokra Moshe, so Abizai Huadin, someone who knows he's going into Koyelel. He's Aymed L'Gedulis. He's destined to go into Koyelel. So he's Aymed. He won't be able to provide for himself. He's going to need tzedakah, even if it's 2 years later. That was a shaila by Rav Moshe. He already is considered an ani right now. We know till the chasen he could support himself. He's already considered an ani right now because he knows he's going to go into koil in 2 years from now, and he's not going to be able to afford to provide for himself then. He's already an ani now, and he already can collect tzedakah for him now. It's a major chiddush from Moshe. Since he's ready in Ani now, and he's your Karev takes more, is more important than someone who's a non-Karev, even though the non-Karev needs the money now, and your Karev only needs it later on. But like I said, Rav Moshe is going against the Afla. We said some Makhlek, the Afla, and the Rav Shulchan. The Afla says that the milas of kurva is only when all is equal, but when it's not equal, avada, whatever the greater function, the greater purpose, that takes precedent, unless you're talking about a tamakakam, that a tamakakam luxus is adiv. Correct. That's according. We discussed it. That's what comes out later. Hafla. He's dashing from the pasuk. You see the seder drama of the pasuk. Some say if it goes with the hafla, hafla was his revving. So Rav Moshe's sheet is not partial. We want a daik. The Aleph Chesed is Medayik from Riki Vega. Not like that, because Riki Vega says that any Karev comes before Talmud Chacham. And if a Talmud Chacham's Ksus comes before a friend is Mezainis, and a Karev comes before Talmud Chacham, must be that a Karev Ksus also comes before a friend is Mezainis. Okay, we discussed this. That's Maklekes. We did Maklekes Leinafkes. Another important thing that comes out of this Rav Moshe Techadvarim, we discussed last time. That there might be a mashmois of a Rishon Litzion and a Shach and Sivkotin Tezayin, that when we're talking about a Tamachokim Luxus, it's better than Amoritz Lahachios to provide food for him. It's mashma in the Shach Eshtekel, that's even when it's Pekuach Nefesh. If this guy is going to die, it's Pekuach Nefesh, but the Tamachokim just needs a nicer suit, then a more hold that you should give it to the Tamachokim and let this guy die of Pekuach Nefesh of Mezoinis. And so, Dov Muza, how could that be? And Baruch Hashem, we said, Dov Oimim Bifnei Pekuach Nefesh, except for Shleish Advarim, so how could that be? Baruch Hashem Rav Moshe Tapsaroni says a davar pachut chilila v'chas to say that pshat nashak avad ein davarim b'fenei pekuach nefesh avad if Yason is am aretz even who needs mezainis otherwise he's going to die avad you have to give it to am aretz before tam hakakim nothing to talk about obviously we're talking about tam hakakim not going to die it's davar pachut I the shak he said the shak only means it's a inyitz me'ein pekuach nefesh because mezainis is a thing that leads to pekuach nefesh avad we're not talking about a real pekuach nefesh is a davar pachut ein davarim b'fenei pekuach nefesh, which how we came out last on the Baruch Shem. I found if you want to look it up, it's a Tshuvas Rav Moshe in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Kuf Mem Dalet. So you can look it up. It's a Geshmak Tshuva. All right. Could you shut this thing? All right. We're up to Sif Yud. Oh. We're up to Sif Yud. All right. Misha ba va'ama hachiluni. If you have somebody who comes over to you and says, feed me, I need food. Ein boit kenachrav. You don't try to check if he's a Ramay or not a Ramay. If a guy asks for food, ein boit kenachrav. Im hu Ramay. Elam achilu noise meyad. You have to feed him right away. And like we learned before, you have to feed him the basic minimum, what he needs for his food. We'll see. We have to get into it. We'll see. It's not so budget here. Oyo Arim, if he's an Arim, if he pashas, it means he's naked. Ubov am kisuni, and he says, clothe me. Boit kenachrav, you don't clothe him yet. Maybe he needs a tzedakah. Maybe he's a ramen. Maybe he really has food and clothing, and he's just using this to be able to collect tzedakah. This is a pretense to be able to collect tzedakah. No, so you don't give him. Boit kenachrav, you have to check him out before you give him imu rame to see if he's a rame or not. V'makir no say, but if you determine, if you know him, and you know that he's not a rami, you know that he needs the tztaka, then mechasa nois miyad, avada you have to mechasa nois miyad. This is really a gemara. It's a gemara by Babasa Daf Tesa Med Aleph. And it's a shayla. Our gemara says, it's a machlokes in the gemara, we have passing like this man the Yomo, that for food, ain boit kenachrov, and for clothing, you are boit kenachrov. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, because for food, it's his tzar. Till you're going to give him food, till you're going to do the bedikis, even Tomchei Tzedaka, who is very quick, takes time, 24 hours, the guy is going to, what are you going to do? Fast for the day, it's 24 hours, what are you going to do now? So therefore, you have to give him right away. Mashenkin for clothing, even though it's embarrassing, but for clothing, since it's not tzar de guf, there's no tzar involved, so therefore, boit kenachrov, you don't give him until you check it out. That's the Gemara, according to our nusach of the Gemara. Based on our nusach of the Gemara, the Yad Ramah says a few chadushim that goes with the Yad Ramah. First of all, he says that we're talking about, clearly we're talking about somebody who has some food. If he's going to be dying of hunger, if he's going to be dying, let's say it's mamish bekuach nefesh, then it's a dava pashit, and the other man, the Yomah, won't argue. Avada, if someone claims that he has no food, he's going to die, avada, even a Safa Pekuach Nefesh Avada, you have to provide him. So what is it, the chiddush of Ein Boit Kenachrov? The chiddush is even the betzim, he has basic necessities. He has bread, but he wants the lift, and he wants peanut butter on his bread. He wants cream cheese on his bread. He wants something to be malafef es apas, mitzad his ampakusa, his mefunikite, he needs more. More than just the bread and salt. He wants a nicer suda. So still, Ein Boit Kenachrov, you have to give him food, whatever it takes, whatever a normal person needs, and Machin L'Noisa Miyad.
Why is that better than Kisuni? Why is that better than Kisuni? He has food.
He has a basic necessity, but still Tzara de Guf, he says, that he doesn't have. He's going to have to eat mamish just bread and salt. He needs peanut butter, cream cheese, lox maybe, I don't know, whatever he needs. Sorry? Oh, one second. When you're talking about someone by Ksus, Ksus is no tzar. So now he says, what do you mean no tzar? It's cold outside. What do you mean? He's naked. Arum, the mashmois is that Arum means naked. So no, Arum doesn't mean naked. Arum means that Avada michsi Ksusa de meganol of Mitzina. Avada has enough clothing to protect him from the cold, from the elements. Elodoloi michsi kidechazile. He doesn't have enough. He's not, let's say, properly insulated. Another pshat, he says, even if he's mamish totally properly insulated, but it's not nice clothing. He doesn't have, let's say, a suit and a tie. He has to come to shul, let's say, with just a jacket and a pants that don't match, whatever it is. He doesn't have what's normally expected that Bnei Adam have, so he doesn't have the proper amount of clothing. So lagabi that, boit kenachrov. But avada someone who's cold, avada pashvat in the Gemara is, avada him, you're also going to have to be give right away in boit kenachrov, because that's also tzar. The whole difference between food and clothing is this has tzar and that has tzar. If clothing would also have tzar, then avada would have to give right away in boit kenachrov. That's according to the Yad Ramah and Ritva. There's a Shultis, however, and it's Marie Kurkis and the Rambam, which seems to go like that as well. Their gears in the Gemara wasn't that the reason why there's a mile of mezainis over Ksus is because there's Tsar. Their lash in the Gemara is because it was a Chayi Nefesh, it was a Bekuach Nefesh involved. So therefore, the Mefarshim one, the Mekshela, the Natives explain the Shultas, I saw others explain the Mary Kukas like that, saying that the day learned Kepshuta, it's talking about someone who is an Arum Mamish. He's naked, and Avadi has tzar as well. Avadi is cold, and Avadi is tzar. So why by food, are you not boitkin by ksus? You are. Because by food is a chayi nefesh, it's a sakonis nefesh is involved. Meshenkin by clothing, there's no sakonis nefesh. Even though he's cold and it's terrible, it's hard to go, but he's not going to die of frostbite. Let's say we're not talking about such a severe cold that he's going to die from. So therefore, he says, ain't boitkin akrav by ksus, by mezainis, but by ksus, you are boitkin akrav. That's their shita. So according to them, even when it's tsar, you're boitkin akrav. You don't have to give right away. It's only by food, which mamas akonis nefashis. They learned the whole sugya was like that. It was talking about, oh, how does the other man the hold that ain't boitkin? Okay, yesh lodem zeh. Enochem, it's a good shayla.
Yair is in tsar. You're not going to help him out. You're going to say, oh no, I got to check you out to see if you're.
Maybe you're a rami.
Right,
maybe you're a rami. But maybe you're a rami. Maybe you're not entitled to tztaka.
So
glad that there happens to be a Shut Hilchas Katanas and Chelik Bei Simu Chafei who asked the Shailas Tam. Someone asked him that what's going to be like this Gemara. What happens to someone who mamish who doesn't have clothing and it's cold outside? He also has tar. What to do? So Hilchas Katanas Vaisleis went with the Shiltas and he says not a problem. Als Gemilas Chesed, lend your own jacket, lend your own clothing, but you can't give that out from tzedakah. Let's say agabe tzedakah, or you have your own maaser money, you can't take it from maaser money yet. Lend it to him, check him out, and if he's royal lekach, then you can count as tzedakah and let him keep the clothing. And if he's not royal lekach, get your clothing back. That's what the Halakha's Ketana says, because he's apparently going with the Shiltas. But the Halakha Pashas, even though the Hemek Shaila says otherwise, it's Timis Hadvorim and the Rishonim, at least our Gersh Nigmar is like that for sure. It's like the Yad Ramayan Ritvah, that as long as he has Tsar, Ein Boitkin Akrav, and you have to give him right away. It's only when he doesn't have Tsar de Guf, it's just, I'd say, bezoyin, and it's treklach, he's naked, but it's only bezoyin, but he doesn't have Tsar de Guf. Let's say it's in the summer, so being naked is not a problem. There's no Tsar de Guf, just bezoyin. Or Mechaim Kenevsky, beautiful Maramakam, a Gemara in Yuma that says when someone was Aram, the Gemara's Mavu, that he had begotten Beluyim, and it's yet the Gemara calls it Aram, so he says that's Prat in the Ritron Yad Rama. Even though the Gemara says Aram, Avada means that he's not Aram, he's not naked, it just means that it's begotten Beluyim, it's not nice, Kedarka Bekak, what he needs, or what's normally expected for a sad person. So that's Prat, but that's Prat in Aram. So according to them, and attach that's the halacha, that his own has Tsar, Ein Boit Kenakrav. Now, this is nothing. What? If he's going to have Tsar, Then gas, yeah, that could be maybe b'chlal, if he doesn't have enough, unless tell him to go to sleep with sweaters. I don't know, maybe he doesn't need to have it on 70, he could put it on 60.
But even if he has tzar, I'm not sure to give him, I can still lend him till I'm ready after.
Okay, you have to know, that's how halacha katan is eight of lending. I don't know if it's so practical, you'll see me at Hashem as we go further, it's not so practical, because pashas, you're giving him the money, either he's going to spend, you won't be able to go over from him, or he's moving to the next town, you're never going to be able to track him down, you don't even know who he is. Let's play it out. But Pashas, the Yehilkas Ketan is a Kimta, is interesting. A Kimta, I could lend him. I mean, if he had that Eitzah to lend him, so but Mezonis also let me lend him and Boitkin Akrav, just because he has Tzar Deguf. So lend him money, so he won't have the Tzar Deguf, and not to be Boitkin Akrav. So this Mitzias that you can lend him is a Chiddush Dik of Mitzias that the Yehilkas Ketan is creates. I don't believe that that's Pshat in the Gemara. All right. But the Halacha Pashas, that's Pshat, that the Halacha. You. Any time that is tar, ein boitkin akrav. Now, I don't think that this has to do with, let's say, a vat of temkei tzedak or something like that. I think that that's their responsibility. Even if someone claims el chiluni, very nice that they can go around and collect tzedak. But I don't think that the vat should be giving it an ishur. I'm not saying that they do, but they shouldn't be giving it an ishur to such a person, because an ishur indicates that we checked them out and we're being ma'asha that it's true. You can't give an ishur if you didn't check it out. Even if the halakha dictates that you're supposed to give tzedakah, but he wasn't checked out. So, you know, maybe that's why I've seen other rabbanim who give these funny letters that, you know, based on the person's own testimony, he's a nani, and never understood these letters. What does that mean? So what are you giving out a letter for? So you can have the testimony. What do you have to fake people as if you have a letterhead? Maybe Adan Lekaskos, they meant this halakha on his own testimony was a chiluni and midin you're supposed to give. I still think that's wild. Ramesh has a tshuva legabi kashrus, that even when something is kosher, you shouldn't give a heksha on it if there were certain shailas involved. That's, you don't give a heksha on inyonim that have moir shailas. So too, I don't think. All right, but la halakha anyway, a guy comes to you and says, hey, chiluni, you have to give him right away. But they're a klal. I would tell you 99.9% of the aniyim don't come and say hechiluni. Even if Nebuk, they can't afford the basic necessities, which are unfortunately there are a lot, but that's because they can't afford other things, ksus and other parts that they need for basic necessities. And for those people, they break the nacharav. You're allowed to be baitik before you give. It's only for someone who needs achila do we say, ain't baitik nacharav. Now, well, you should come out walking out of here. It's into Santavar. I mean, we always are in this oira kaseida when you have people coming to you to collect tzedakah, and we learned that the kam aseiz the kam alavin leis ameis leis sikbois. Every single person, you now let her turn an ani down. This is a major, major heta. What we see from here is that as long as a person is not asking for achiluni, he's only asking for, let's say, for ksus or other inyanim. Let's say chasna, he needs to marry for his child, whatever it is. It's other inyanim. This is a Pesach not to be over any isurim because you have a right to be boyd kanakrov. I don't know if it gives you a right just to ignore him and not be boyd kanakrov. That I don't know. But at least you have a Pesach that you don't have to give him right away. You have a Pesach to be boyd kanakrov, which is a major Pesach that you won't be over any isurim till you're boyd kanakrov. Could be you are mechliv to be baidek. I don't know. I'm just telling you, but it's a major path. Till you baidek akrov, you won't have an isa l'chayr or tashteid that you have a right to be baidek in akrov and hurame, so you won't be you won't have any isurim. Sorry? If he can't do the bedika, so then that's it. So then he'll never be able to get the bottom of it.
For me to say, my bedika is you go to somebody who does check out.
Okay, so maybe the same thing in a konami. So that you are doing, you're telling him to be baik and akrav or getting someone to be baik and akrav for you. So that would be fine. That you're allowed to do. Now, I just want to take it to the next step. What's pshat in this halacha? So the Kadmoin in the Chuvus Marika Chadoshes, Simon Mendalid, there's a Lekha Jesha, Talmud Chumas Adeshin, says the same thing. I think the Marik's quoting him. The Lashon is like Mila Mimila Kamad. He says, Avainu Taima, because Ramay Mashchicha. Let's say, we're not talking about that most people are Ramayim, but even if it's, let's say, Omi Tamatzi, so it's Shchiach that there are Ramayim involved, I'm not Mukhlif to give tzedakah if I don't know that this person is legit. I don't know that he is entitled to tzedakah. If we could establish that the amount of Ramayim are Mamish, Amit, Sheinah Matzi, then there goes this whole letter. We're talking about when it's Ramayim or Shchichi, at least in L'chol HaBakas, it's Amit HaMatzi. And it says, K'damrinu b'ksubis, Agmar k'subis says, HaMachesa Meralef, Boyu v'nachzik toivu l'Ramayim, we have to thank the Ramayim, Pashit, nachzik toivu l'Ramayim, shul mali hein, if it would not be for the fact that there are Ramayim in the world, hayinu chaitim b'chayim, because every time a guy asks for tzedakah you don't give, we'd be over chulili yisurim, and the Gemara explains, and if he cries out to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there'll be a nainish. So we have to be naksik tevel and ramayim. But you see from there that because there are ramayim avowed, there was shchichi, and they say if you loy shchichi la maftinu mechet, because if there's loy shchichi, you can't use that as an excuse not to give. Obviously, there was shchichi ramayim, and that is a het of why you don't have to give until you bite kanakra.
So they don't have to give, or you're not allowed to give?
One second. That's Pasha, if he's only a suffix, it's just you don't have to give. You could still give.
I give from Masman, whatever.
He could assume that maybe that he's that everything is legit. I didn't see the place have a problem. Boit kenachrov means that you don't have to give. It could be if he was a gabbai tzedakah. It could be that if it's a gabbai tzedakah, so then he's not taka now allowed to give because you have to be boit kenachrov because he has a. I'm not sure.
What's
his cousin? All right. I mean, right for sure. Right people come to ask for tzedakah or need tzedakah.
What
right? No, I'm just saying, could be, maybe because the Makaba is talking about it, could be a Gabay talk. You know, I didn't mention before, I should have mentioned, that Shuvus Ramosha on Siftes, when Ramosha says, when it talks about your own money, about your brothers, Ramosha Teichadarim also says another Chiddush, I should mention it really, he says that this whole din of Siftes, of Kedima, of Koin, Levi, Yisrael, Chalala, all that, Ramosha says that the Siftes is talking about a Gabay talk only, where he has responsibilities to give it out, Kedas V'Chedin, or Kedin Taira. If you own tzedakah money, where you have a right as chus a tayves hana, you can give to everyone, even if a coin is more important. But out your tayves hana, you'd rather give to a levi. That's what Moshe is chiddush. And grab that shtick of mudik in the beginning of Siftas, because it says hoyel fun of anim habi vein bekiss. It's kilo we're talking about a kiss that is a gabay tzedakah here. Although at the end of the mechaber l'chayr is fakert, because then a mechaber is talking about your father against your rebbe. A gabay tzedakah can't take his money of the tzibur and give it to his father because he has a din on his father more. It's not his money; it's a tzibur's money. But that's a chiddush of Moshe, a peldik a chiddush. I didn't see anyone else that said it. Pasha is not like Rav Moshe that avada the halachas even for a yachin as well. But anyway, for here again, maybe we're talking about a gabay tzedakah. If a guy bites tzedakah, maybe he has a chiv to be bited before he gives out the money. I don't know. I just want to be meisif this vod, that not only do you see that for ksus, where you're bite kanakrav, you see that you have a right not to give the tzedakah, and you're not oiven yisurim. The chemdes Yisrael, it's a safe on the sefer mitzvah of the Rambam. The chemdes Yisrael in Oy Samach Dalet, he's going on the mitzvah leisah sefer of the Rambam, Reish Lamed Beis. He says that afilu when it's tukmer hechiluni, where you're mechuyv to give right away, you ain't bite kanakrav, still if you don't give, you're not oiven yilavin. Why? Because it says you don't know. Maybe he's a Rameh, so you're not mechuyif to give until you know for sure that he's not a Rameh. That's the lavim of the Torah. You are mechuyif to give midin kabbalah, midivrei kabbalah. The Gemara Baba said dashens a pasuk that says haloi paras l'rav lachmecha. And the Gemara dashens on there that you have to give it right away. So in practice, avada la'aloch, avada, you have to give to somebody who asks for food, you're going to have to give, you can't turn them away. But you won't, if you don't, chulili, only over nisa divrei kabbalah, only the rabbani, not over alav and daraisa. Why? Because he said, to be over alav and daraisa, when it says evyon in the pasuk, le'sikpoy, so by evyon, it means evyon is someone who's mamish, mufursim de ga'oni. He's somebody who's mamish, toiv l'kol dove, everyone knows, he already collected, the chazal say, that's why he's an evyon, he's already used to the busha. So such a person is an evyon, he's toiv l'kol dove, and he's a mufursim de ga'oni, that person, you have the lavim. But staman oni, you're not mechuyif to give. You're only mechuyif to give once you know, you establish, or you could determine that he is an oni. And he's a medaika from a beautiful, he's medaika, losh, and a sefer mitzvahs in the Rambam, which happens to be the sefer chinuch in Tof Ein Ches as well. Now just quote, he says, shaloi limno, this is the lav, he's irunu, the Torah is mazarah, shaloi limnoye tzedakah v'archava, me'avyoinim, me'achinu from our brothers, achar sheneida chukshes in yonam. After we know, we've determined, maybe take it a little more, but at least we know chushas and yonim, their desperate need. We know their need, then you're over alive in the Torah. So he's medayik from there. What's the Rambam being meisiv that? Stamazai. Maybe it's talking about la'achila, and for la'achila we ain't boit kanakrav, you have to give right away. Is a raizok to chemdes Yisrael that for the lavim of the Torah, it has to be that you know. Avad you mechuyif to give and name by kanakra by achila anyway, but to be over alive in the Torah has to be someone that you know is an achik. And if you don't know, you're not over any lavim of the Torah.
If you don't know, it's a sufik.
If you don't know, then he's not the evyon that the Torah was talking about. So why did Ram have to say it? Ram should just say Shalom. If he's an Evyon, you're Oiva. If he's not an Evyon, you're not Oiva. If it's a Sofik, so it's a Sofik. Why do you have to say only Achri Sheneda Chushes and Yonim? Is right until you know Chushes and Yonim, you're not Mechuyif to give him that Torah. And Mela, with this, he answers a Begishmaka.
Is it first-hand knowledge?
We're going to get to it. Love Dafka have to have first hand. As long as it's determined that he's a Noni. Yeah, good, we'll get to it. Meli answers a geshmaka. We once asked, this is like the Welt Shaila, everyone's dancing with the Chavis Tasa Shaila, the Beis Yaakov, whatever, the Sivis Shaila. He is, how do you have a klal? Oisik b'mitzah potah min ha-mitzah. Pruted Rav Yosef. Oisik in Shema Aveda. I'm potah from giving rifta la'ani. I don't have to give a piece of bread to an ani. Frekt Nesivis, frekt Maretz Chi, is frekt Mamish a dozen achrenim. Everyone is maybe the most famous kash in Sukkah. It's a gishmak shaila. We know Isaac b'mitzvah potah min mitzvah is only potah from other mitzvahs asays, but chalili can't be over lois asays. If someone's Isaac b'mitzvah, he's Isaac in the hashavas aved. He's allowed to eat chazal. Rachman l'litzlan. He's allowed to be over chalul Shabbos. Of course not. It's double potah. So if I do Isaac b'mitzvah only potah min mitzvah, doesn't allow you to be over in the lois asays. So how could it be that someone who Isaac b'hashavas aved is potah to give a rift to la anya? So we discussed many. Sorry? Leisik bites, right? There's one. There are a few lavin. So we had a few teruts. Sorry? So it was one teretz. It's not poshet. The prima golem is mesupik. It's metzadah like that. That could be a lav shein b'maisa. Yeah, good, but it's not poshet at all. Many are if not most are going to argue with the prima golem. So we discussed a bunch of terutim. That was the base Yitzchak teretz. We discussed a bunch of terutim. But like him, he says a very gishmak apshat. He says, talking about which oni is coming to you, it's calling to man an oni who aimakir noisai. He might be a Rama, he might not. Novos, he's telling you, hechiluni, feed me. So I got to give him food. So I'm mechuyif to give him food. But I'm still not oiv any lavim if I don't give him any food. Because in order to be oiv lavim, I have to know. And if it's a cosmonaut, I don't know, I'm not oiv any lavim. And he says, it's very meduik the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. rift la'anyid, you're potter from giving a piece of bread to a nani. Why did the Gemara chap on a piece of bread? So the Gemara says, you're potter from giving a pruta to a nani. You're potter from giving him clothing. You're potter from giving him. Why is it chapping on bread? It's because for clothing and everything else, you're not going to give him anyway, because bait ganakra. It's talking about he needs rifta. He needs a piece of bread. Ain bait ganakra. You got to give him takam. Medivri chazal, you got to give him. Medivri kabbalah, you got to give him. But if you don't give him because you're oisik ba'ashavet avedi, not even 11, there, oisik b'mitzah is potter min a mitzah. That's his hamtzah. Hey, it's a chiddush, it's geshmak avod. But anyway, he comes out that even by hechiluni, you're not over any isurim, just avadi avachiv medivrei kabbalah. Now it's meduyik. I don't mean meduyik, but the Aruch HaShukum points out. He says miyisha bava mechiluni in beit kanakra v'murami. He says that's only because you have a suffix if he's a ramai or not. But if you know he's a ramai, then you shouldn't give him. So Aruch HaShukum says over here in Reish Mem Tes, over there in Sif Yud Gimel, there the Aruch HaShukum is even moist when it says over there. You're not allowed to goyer in by chulilo. You're not allowed to be mevayish onani ayoshav dach niklam. Over there he says unless he's a ramai, it's matched that if he's a ramai, you're allowed to be goyer in by and mevayish onani. It sounds like there's a need. If a guy's a ramai, you know he's a ramai. It sounds like not only don't you have to give him, you shouldn't give him, you should even be mevayishim and stop him from what he's doing. So Pashat Pshat, I would tell you, is that if you don't, or if you help him out, if you give him anyway, even if you're, let's say, you're benevolent, okay, you give him a matana, not to embarrass him, whatever it is, but you're being maksik yedei ramayim, because you're providing him, it's a good business, and what he's going to do, he's going to continue, every Friday is going to be his route, come to Lakewood, Zichron Shneur, he's going to come to Ketukah, because he sees that people give him, so if it's profitable for him, he's going to come back, and he's going to fool other people, so you're being maksik yedei ramayim. So therefore, if you know a guy that I'm, you shouldn't give him, and maybe even mashma yisrugoyim, but you're supposed to be mevayishim. The ma'ase is the tzedakah mishva quotes over from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He doesn't say pshat Aruch HaShukum, but he stam says on his own. He says if you know somebody's a rami and you give him, and even if you know and you give it l'shem matana, not l'shem tzedakah, you give it l'shem matana, you don't want to embarrass him, whatever it is. He says you oiv nisa, yevil lifneiva, because he says that person is miskaven lecho basa chazir. That person knows he's a rami. The Oni knows he's a Rami. He knows he's not entitled to tzedakah. He's trying to get from you tzedakah. And by you giving him, he thinks that he's stealing from you. He thinks he fooled you to get money. So it means he thinks he's doing an avera of gzela. So even though you are miskavin to give it to him l'shem matana gemura, it's not a problem. You mean maknit the lev sholem. So what? But you're providing for him miskavin l'basa chazir v'ola b'yada basa tala. That's tzara kapara. So you're even isa l'fnei'iva. You're being makshal him in this Indian of it, it's a tell you have to know what type of issa it is, but at least he has state in the pasuk. They need a kapara, so you're being machshelim in this issa of olah biyadai basa tlay, but you miskaven l'basa chazir.
When you say rami, do you mean the fact that he has enough money, or do you mean his story doesn't make sense?
No, rami means
people
no.
Come in and say stories that don't make sense, but you know they're not.
No, if they know him, that's not a problem. No, we're talking about a someone who is legitimately halakhically not an oni, but he goes around as if he's an oni. That person is a rami. If he's an oni, he just says one story instead of another story.
I assume it's a very rare case of a person who doesn't have a good oni the way you defined it before.
Yeah, I also think it's rare, but it does happen.
In the Alas Chesed, he talks about if you lend somebody money without a maskim, without a star, he says you're going to be always the eager.
All right, fine. I'm not talking about that case here.
No, so why isn't that lifneiver? He never paid him back.
I don't know. Maybe first of all, you could tell. In your case, you could tell him right away. I'm giving it to l'shem matana if you forget about it. Second of all, could be he was not he wasn't miskaven either to do an issa, because right now he's miskaven to pay you back. If later on he forgets, he forgot. But lemaisa, so he's in la halacha, he's fine because you're meichalim, and his kavana is fine because he's miskaven to pay you back. So maybe that's fine. But all right, whatever it is. But
you suspect the person is miskaven, he's not going to pay you back.
Oh, so then you have a problem. Could be. All right. So now. Also, your doctor is only if he's a doc. If he's not a doc, you don't have a dinner.
You don't have to give him.
If it doesn't show you the
shoe. Now, if he shows you an isha, it says in Makir Noisai, this is Fecheski, the Ben Moshe said that if he has a letter that's signed by a Bezin or a Rav Muvok that you could rely on, then it's Kilu Makir Noisai, that is if that it's Makir Noisai, because you know he's legit, and Mimela, you will be Oivi Yisurim, and you are Mukhiv to be Machasin Noisai, Machilin, whatever it takes, because he's a Noni. And we're only talking about when you're not Makir Noisai. I believe so, yeah. I thought of that. They're causing a lot of people to be over Yisurim. Yeah, you have to know if the pros outweigh the cons, but that's what it should come out. I didn't say it, you said it. But then again, maybe Al-Talimut Chos could be that Tomke Stock in 24 hours doesn't check that they're 100% either. Probably they had stories already that they checked, and therefore they found out that the person wasn't 100% legitimate Ani. You have to know that we have to ask Chesky. The only way to know that would be is after they do the 24-hour check and they give the issue, they continue to check for another 7 days and do the proper research. Then they can see if that 24-hour check is good. You know, you do a rapid overnight, you know, a strep test, and then you do another test and you see how good are the overnights. But if you don't do that second bedika, maybe the first bedika is not so hunky-dory. I don't know. You have to ask Chesky about that. I'm not getting involved in politics. All right. Now, what does it mean v'makir noisay mechasa noisay miyad? So Pashup Shad, the Meiri said makir noisay means that you already were boidik him. You were boidik him, you established that he's not an oni, then mechasa noisay miyad. The Meiri says, this is the Losh mechasa, you clothe him, you have to be mechasa noisay miyad. You clothe him means you have a right not to clothe him until you do bedika. But once Makino said, once you do the bedika, you're mechuyif to do it. The Ma'ase is, if you look in the Rambam's Loshin is slightly different. The Loshin is, in Makino Oisai, Mechasin Oisai Lefi Chvoidoi, he adds that in, Lefi Chvoidoi, Miyad, right away, Ve'ein Boidkin Achav, and you're not boidik after him. So in fact, everyone, Marie Kork has already asked what's going on. If Makir Noisai means that you checked him, so if you checked him, you don't have to check him.
Makir means recognize.
I recognize that you're what?
No, you know without him. Checking.
That what? But I have to know he's an Oni.
Maybe you know. Well, maybe you recognize that he's an Oni Kosher.
How do I know?
You know, you recognize him. You know him. You see him. You know him. You know who he is.
But I don't know he's an Oni. Okay, fine. We could discuss differences. Let me give you a couple of truths from that Achronim say. Maybe that might be slightly like Pshat and Marie Kirkus. Okay, we'll have to see. But Marie Kirkus says a couple of Terutzim, and I'm going to tell you my Havana of these Terutzim. I saw other people have different Havana. It's not clear. I believe his first Terutz is that you checked him out, a rapid check. You know, you did this overnight, and you know that he's a Noni. But you don't know how much of an Oni he is. You don't know how desperate he is. You know that he's an Oni for sure, but you don't know, does he have one set of clothing? Does he have two sets of clothing? Does he have three? Let's say he needs five. You're not sure how many numbers of sets of clothing he has. So therefore, as long as you know that he's an Oni, even though he might have some clothing, and you can give him no matter what. Because once you establish he's a noni, then already give him what's normal, and don't say, oh, maybe he has two, and I should only be giving him another three, not four, or whatever. That ain't medakting akarav. And like that pshat is very geshmak. The Rambam's leg su, an extra word, it lefi chvoidei miyad. So it's very geshmak. It's going on that extra word that the Rambam leg su. Mechasen say lefi chvoidei, to give him a lot lefi chvoidei ain't boit ganakarav. Going on that extra word, Memela Tushu Chinuch left out the word Lefi Chvoidai, left out the end of the Raman too, Ein Boit Kanakrov, because you don't need it, because this only Ein Boit Kanakrov, like the Marie Kirkus, is only on the extra Lefi Chvoidai. All right, another pshat of the Marie Kirkus is that you already checked him out, let's say last year when he came around for Tzedakah. And last year he was legit and he had a good purpose and he was a noni and you know he wasn't a Rami. Now he's coming back this year. Maybe in the last year he made pandasa. Maybe he got so much tzedakah last year that he's living off the interest. Who knows what? Maybe he's no longer a nani. But Dr. Mary Cook says, as long as Makino, so you already checked him out, and you know he was legit, you know he's a nani, then if he comes back again, you know that this is an Adam Kasha. You see that he wasn't a Rami. He's legit. He was a nani last year. If he claims to be a nani again, he's still a nani. Ruchaim Kinievsky teaches a whole different shot. Ruchaim Tain is like this. He says, that Makir Noisai doesn't mean that you know he's a noni. Makir Noisai, you know his name. His name is Chaim Yankel. You know who he is. You know where he lives. You don't know he's a noni b'chav, but you know you have an address to go after him. So that person, you have no head to not to give right away. What are you afraid of? Maybe he's a rami? No problem. give right away, check after him, and if he's not, you go back and you mon him the money. You know where to collect the money from. You mekirno say, you know who he is, you know where to collect the money from. It's kosher gezel anechal, I know. But nevertheless, since you know an address, you know where to collect the money from, it's not a problem. Then he says psychology, that if he knows that you know who he is, he's not going to try to be meramis because it's Efshel Levruri, so he won't lie to you. So me'ele, if it's makir noisai, not that he's a no, you're makir noisai, you know who he is, then makasa noisai miyad, and you can give him right away. All right, into Santa Pshat. All right, let's go vayta, because I would like still to finish the simon tonight, and we have a few more sifim left. All right, Yud Aleph. Rebbe Shohayim Mitzdar Shonasim Pito Lam Horitz. Rebbe was Mitzdar that he gave a pass Lam Horitz. The Gemara says, why was he Mitzdar? So what has to do with this? So the Aruch Hashulchan explains, what's Mechavim mean to us? We just got through saying, Ein Boit Kenachrov when it comes to Mezainis. So this Amoritz needed pass. He was coming, Hechiluni Rebbe, feed me. Ein Boit Kenachrov. So if he gave him, why was Rebbe Mitzdar just because he was Amoritz? So Rebbe Shem Mitzah Shunas and Pita Lamoritz is Mushum Dahavu Shnei Bitzuras. It was a famine years. Umasha Oyukol im Amoritz, what he was giving away to Amoritz to eat, Yechasel Tamachokim. He will lose out. He won't have enough to give Tamachokim because for sure tomorrow there's going to be Tamachokim because we need food because it's a famine. There are plenty of Tamachokim are going to need food. Halavaki. But if you don't know that tomorrow is going to be a Tamachokim, then Chayiv Lachyosi. See, a Tamachokim, we said in Siftes, is better than Amoritz. And you could even, it's Mavu over here, the Akrainim say that even allowed to wait. Even though the Amoritz is coming now and the Tamachokas are going to come in the future, you're allowed to hold off because you need that money to provide for tomorrow's Tamachokam. But if you don't know that for sure Tamachokas are coming tomorrow, then you should give to the Amoritz today. If Amoritz is coming, that he's dying, then Chayiv Lach Yosef Afo Bishu Sofek Miyachasel Tamachokam Akakak. Because here you have Pekuk Nefesh, and for Pekuk Nefesh, Avad, you have to give to Amoritz. Even though you're going to have a Tamachokan tomorrow. Tamachokan tomorrow is not going to be for Bekuach Nefesh. If you would know tomorrow you wasn't going to have a Tamachokan Bekuach Nefesh, then Pashas Lekar is the same halacha. You should wait for tomorrow to give it to the Tamachokan because Tamachokan is better. But since it's only a Safik, the Tamachokan is coming tomorrow, and here you have a Vadi Bekuach Nefesh, a Vadi you have to give to a Nani first. All right. Now, I should be moisif, really get back to Sifyot Be'ikah, is until now we were talking about whether you have to be Boit Ganakrav, Lagabi Achilu, or Ksos, whether he's an Oni or not. Kletz Tzofnes Penecha Shaila. What happens if you don't know he's a Yid B'chlal? A Russian comes, you don't even know he's a Yid. Maybe I'm only Mechuyiv to give right away Chiluni. If I know he's a Yid, I just don't know if he's an Oni or not. He's Mitzar, so you have Nebuch, a Yid who's a Mitzar. Avadi you have to give right away. But if you don't know he's a Yid, he might even be a guy, maybe I don't have to give. So Tzofnes Paneach, sorry?
Possible,
that's Trump Nama. The what? Well, Maki Noisai, no, but he's talking about the same thing. Maki Noisai, Mechasam Yad, Vein Boit Kanakarov. So what's, Maki Noisai that he's a Yid? No, but then it won't be Mechasam, I say, only for Achille we say that. See, Marshall's a Taisa. Taisa Mem Zayin Amr Aleph and Yavam says a Svara. Taisa over there is talking about other things. Let's say a guy wants to get married. Guy wants to get married and he claims he's a Yid, you have to be a Boy Kanakrov. He brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you have someone who is a psul, go to a different town with an Emakino, it's like, how could he get married there? They don't know he's a Yid or not. Or how could the Gemara say that they fooled Bezman Abayis by Achilles Pesach? There was a guy who fooled them and got Achilles Pesach. And they should have been Boy Kanakrov, maybe he's a guy. Taisa has a kain of a kain of rayas, some he gets out of. Depending on the Taisa, a few Taisas in Shas who have the same rayas, some are Deicha, some they are not Deicha, sometimes. But Taisa says, Avot from Rabbeinu Tam, that is a Roiv. Even though Roiv Akum in the Veld, but if the person's coming and he's Noig Yahadus, Becheskas Yahadus, Roiv people are Noig Becheskas Yahadus, he's dressed up like a Yid and he's fearing like a Yid, Roiv people Becheskas Yahadus attack a Yid. And even though they're Roiv Akum in the Veld, but if they're Becheskas Yahadus, Roiv Becheskas Yahadus attack a Yid. And Melus, Taisis, so therefore your ladder is still affected. Oh, so the Sovereign Taneach marshals that Taisis. And he says, look at it from that Taisis, you see that if he's coming, if an Oni is coming for Tzedakah, even if he's a Russian, but I guess, get taken guess, he speaks Yiddish and he's dressed up like a Yid. You know, sometimes they don't even have that. But in his noyig, Becheskas Yadus, so then you can tell that he's a Yid. Then in Chotofnitz Panech, marshals the Yishami and Ksubis. I think he said Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. I looked up the Yishami and Ksubis, Nishkadoigan, Nishkaflegan, I mean, Martin Lenny's Deity, nothing there that I saw that I shaykh to this thing. I believe he really means a different Yishami. I think he means there's a Yishami there, like two halachas before that, says that when it comes to Edus and a Bezdin, if a guy's coming and Yemakino say, you have to have an Eid Echot first to be made that this person is a Yid, because maybe he's not a Yid. He's talking about if someone comes from a town that Roiv are Akum, and a person from that town is coming to give Edus and a Bezdin, so you have to bring in Eid Echot first to establish that he's a Yid, and then he could give Edus. So L'chayi would, if that's what he means, partially I think he means that because on the Tais of the Yavam Mem Zayin, Rabbi Kiveg and Gilgan Hashas marshals a Yishami and Rosh Hashanah, and it's the same Yishami. And Rosh Hashanah and Ksuba says the same Yishami. Then when it comes to Edus, you have to first have an Eid Echot, because if it's Roiv Akum in the city, you have to Shtalavek on a Roiv, that he's a Goy, until you have an Eid Echot. So L'chayi, that's what he means to ask. So L'chayi here too, if a person comes, let's say from a city that is Roiv Akum, coming to Bezdin to give Edus, I mean Pashas, I don't know. But nevertheless, if he's coming from a city that is Roiv Akum, you need first to establish that he's a Yid. From just to Yunim, I think it means to be Meir, that like Tosfos, Yishtalavek, he's a Yid. Like to Yishalmi, you have to assume he's a Goy, because he's a Roiv, he's coming from a city that is Roiv Akum, until you have an Edus that he's a Yid.
But every city is a Roiv Akum.
Okay, I don't know, Lakewood, we're getting closer. Square Town is not, right? But Square Town, right? Anyway, Monroe, all right.
You know which city he's coming from there, you have to believe in, too.
Okay, maybe he can show you his driver's license. All right, but anyway, I got to think, Lalach, it's irrelevant, because even if Minadin, let's say if he's Roiv Akum, you can assume he's a Goy, or you have to Choshish he's a Goy, until he has Edus, but what does it have to do with Tzedakah? None of them are talking about Tzedakah. I don't know the two Shaltiyah, because here we already had Lalach at the beginning, in Sif Aleph, that says, Mefanesim ani Evdekovim, Imam Neyesram, Nedaki Shalom. So if someone coming in front of you and says, Hechiluni, Avad, even if he would be a Goy, L'chayra, you have to have Chiluni and Beit Kanakarav. L'chayra. Because, and unless you tell me he's a Ramis, he's not Klal Dakishon. Because if he'd be a Yid, you'd have to give him Tzedakah. And when they Dakisholim, if he's a Goy, L'chayra, you're treating him, you're discriminating, and they treat him different than a Yid. And Yesh Lodi, you could say, no, that's only if you know that he's a Noni. But here, if he, Vivat Yechayshish, he's a Ramis, and maybe you don't have this Dakisholim. I know, huh?
You give the Goy Tzedakah one?
Tashtet, at the beginning, Sefalov, yeah. You know, you could count it off a Maisa, Lav Dafikin Gozo, as I write, and we discussed there a little bit about it, but at least in terms of practice, the guy says, Echiluni, you should give him right away, even L'chayra, even though he might be a Goy, and he is Daiti. But Lav Dafikin Penech has a Chakira. All right, Sif Yud Beis, let's try to finish. Shnei Aniyim, Shechayovim Litin Tzedakah, if you have two Aniyim, I'll chayv to give Tzedakah. Yokel Kol Echemem Litin Tzedakah Shalol L'chaveira, they could swap. Reuven and Shimon both aniim, they have to give tzedakah. They really can't afford. So Reuven will give Shimon his tzedakah, and Shimon will give Reuven back his tzedakah. So this, like this, at the end of the day, they don't lose out anything, but they'll both mekayim a mitzvah tzedakah.
What's happening here, Reuven?
Two aniim, both have to give tzedakah. Reuven and Shimon. How is it a case that aniim have to give tzedakah? I always said before, aniim are part of tzedakah. So first of all, before it says shlishis hashekel leyamachuiv, every ani, every single person klaiso has to give chach shlishis hashekel. So the Chayyim say maybe we're talking about tzedakah mishpat says maybe we're talking about shlishis hashekel here. So that they'll swap to shlishis hashekel. If you look in the Mordechai, which is the makor of this halacha, he's talking about where they were noida for askaris neshames or for chaylim, they were noida tzedakah. So that's how aniim are mechuiv to give tzedakah, and they can make the swap and it's fine. From Chaim Kanievsky and Derek Hamuna said that's only provided that they don't make it tonight. If they make it tonight, I'll give you, you give me. Then he says that's not tzedakah, that's dama mekach. We're making a swap. If I make it tonight, I'm going to give you and you're going to give me back. So it's not tzedakah at all. It's talking about a case where I go over to you and give you tzedakah and you give me back tzedakah. Maybe there's a understanding, but it's not tonight, it's not contractual, you're not mechuyev to do it, and therefore you're fine. The dafka tzedakah. But if they're mechuyev a knas letzedakah, say Bezin gave them a knas, or they had a knas that they themselves did, whatever it is, they can't give to each other and make the swap. They set up a knas that it should hurt him. If he's going to have this eitz, he can give to his friend, and his friend will give him back. So it ended up that he didn't do any knas. So about that, you now let's do a swap. But Zokta Ochashuchim, but Avada, And even by knas, if they already gave it l'kisro tzedaka, then the gabe could go ahead and then in turn take this money and give it right back to them, to be mafanesem, the loy gora from other anim that need tzedaka. It's just the gabe can't tell them in advance that he's going to do that, because if he does tells them in advance, they invite the enkan knas. He could just play dumb. Yeah, you deserve a knas, and they'll whip the guy until he gives it tzedaka or whatever it is. Then once he gives it tzedaka, then the gabe could take the money and be mafanes the anim back. That's not a problem. All right. Sif Yud Gimel, Tziba Shetzrichin Liskor Rav Ushliak Tziba. A Tziba has to, needs. They have a shul, and they need a Rav, and they need a Shliak Tziba. They don't have either. Vein Tzipak B'yodim Litin Lishneim. They don't have enough money to give to both. Imhu Rav Muvak Obaki Baroyis V'dinim. He can be Meir Aroy. He can teach them Torah. He can learn with them and be Meir Derek the Halachas of Torah. Hu Kaidim. He comes first, even if it means not having a Shliach Tziba. And the Shliach Tziba we're referring to, by the way, is when we're talking about a city that are Maratzim, who can't daven by themselves, and if they don't have a Shliach Tziba, they are not davening. Nevertheless, state in Halakha that if you have a choice of having a Shliach Tziba or a Rav, means you can have someone who's a Rebbe, could be Meir Halakha, or have somebody who has a Shliach Tziba to be Meitzi or Tfilis three times a day, you have to hire the Rav and be Mevatel Tfilin, and not have any davening. Why can't the Rav daven? It's a good Shaila. Vimlav Shliach Tziba Koidim. But if the Rav that you have is a good a counselor, and he's a good, what we call a camp leader, but he's not a Rav, who's a Meir Ara, and he's not going to be a Malame Torah, then for that already he's an Erger from a Shliach Tziba. You should get a Shliach Tziba. Toshtet in Halacha. All right, now, this Halacha is also in Arachayim, in Siman Nun Gimel Sif Chav Dalet. And over there, the Mishnah Berurah goes to town, and the Bi'al Halacha really goes to town. It's a shot, I don't have it here, I can really say it over. But over there, he says, Mizeh Yira, Goydel HaChiyuv, Kol Ir Liskor Lehem Rav. You see, it's Akite Kak so important, that's Mevatel Tfilah. And he brings down from some Sofer that Kol Anchi Yair Mechuyavim Litin Lezeh to provide for the Rav. And no one could say, oh, I don't have to pay for the Rav because I don't need a Rav. It's not true. It's Mutal HaKol Echad VeHechad and Netiba to be Mishtatev to hire a Rav. And he says, here we're talking about the choice between a Rav and a Shliach Tziba Pasha for the basic elementary fundamentals of to be Maitzi B'Tfila. He says, in those cities, Chalila V'Chas, that they take money to hire a Chazin, because he has a good voice, we're not talking about just to be Maitzi B'Tfila, but spend money on hiring a Chazin instead of a Rav. He mamish blast them, and he says Chulila should be amongst them, and he quotes a pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in their coil, and it's a shot they don't have, it's a flowery lashonis, but and he's mamish tzak kakruchia. He says he sees cities, there are places, shuls, there are places that don't have a rav, and mamish gefel gor gefel. You see here, it's even more important than the tefillah itself. All right. The aim, Dr. Ramot, the aim lefanes harav shabir, you shouldn't be mafanes harav shabir mekis shal tzedakah. We just talked about the maila that you need a rav, but you can't take it from the kis shal tzedakah. Why? The gnai huloi. It's a gnai for the rav to be getting tzedakah money. The gam le b'nei ir, and it's also gnai for b'nei ir. Oy, vavoy, look at the city, they have to support the rav and tzedakah. They don't have the haraka that they have to support the rav's tamazai, that they support him taka from tzedakah. And it's a mafursim de gazak, it's a gnai. Eliyasu loisipik mamakam acher, they should provide a fund, not a tzedakah fund, a rav fund, to provide and hire a rav. Aval, kol yochud yuchal lishleklam et tzedakah shaloi, v'zeh adar kovet. Every individual could send from his own money to his rav, money to mivanis a rav. That's not mafursim, that's not a problem. If you look in the goyin says, zivkan kav gimel, just like ma'is onish ha'shochu min ha'goyim, v'loim mimkara, you're allowed to do. So to here, you're allowed to do. Kol yochud yuchal sends money, it's not mimkara, that's tzedakah money. Then avadi can't give him tzedakah. Right, because usually the rabbanim are anim because they're not working. They're teaching Torah to the city and learning halacha. Now the Rishon Litzion asks here a bomb shaila. It says over here, you're not allowed to support the rav. You shouldn't support the rav from tzedakah. Why? Because it's a gnai huloi. Frek the Rishon Litzion. What do you mean? It's awesome midin. We have a klal. We've said this number of times that you're not allowed to be parei choyvei mitzedakah. Right. He says, a dover poshit is mechuyav, and every city is mechuyav to hire a rav. to teach them Torah. They have their own chiv to learn Torah, and they're going to need a rav to teach them the Torah. They're going to need a rav to be mara halacha for them. It's a davar parsha called echad. The echad is mechiv min adin to hire a rav. See, it's mechiv min adin to hire a rav. Avadu ain perei chayvim mimais avadu. Avadu you can't use from tzedakah. Why? Only say because of gnayu loy. It's asim min adin. So Rishon Lezion, which is Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, says that maybe we're talking about over here the extra panasa. You made up with the Rav of the city, you're going to support him. Let's say his salary is $50,000. That's his salary. And you gave him, and that's maybe basic necessities, maybe, barely. But that's, let's say, basic necessities. And now you're giving him more, Ravchus, you're giving him more that he should live better, he should live more Bakovedik, higher than the amount that you made up for a salary. There you would have having, oh, that I could give from a tzedakah fund. Even that state, oh, that's halacha, it's a gnayaloy. But the basic amount that you made up with the rav, his basic necessities, that you mechuiv min adin, and chalili, you now take that out of tzedakah. There's an Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Resh Mem Tes Sifches who says that the minig was, maybe it's today as well, is that at the chasno and your mesada kedushin, whatever it is, you slip the rav some money, you know, tevis hano, that he came to your chasno and he's mesada kedushin, let's say by a levaya or these type of things. The Aruch HaShulchan says, adava poshet, you can't take that off a maisa. There's nothing to do with tzedakah. That's expenses. That's chasen expenses. You hired a band. You also hired a rav to be mesad the kedushin. Even if you didn't, maybe contractual. But the meaning is that you give them money, so that's considered a chiv on you to pay him off. Kolechad lefi hasagasai. You mechiv to pay for the rav and provide for the rav that you can't take off of maisa money. That's not tzedakah. That's a chiv. That's chasen expenses. And I should maybe stretch that. It might be a stretch. But l'chayyur lo to'akha shokun hua din, let's say it's mechiv skamitz, it's shleshin yom lefnei achag. I mean, in Hilchos Beis Yosef, he says about Mechiris Kamis too, that you can't take it off of Maisa. Very good. Mechav, Baruch Hashem. Look at the same thing. That's a function that the Rav does, that you're paying him for his function. So if you're paying him, Avada, that's part of a choice of having a Rav. Avada, you can't take that off of Tzedakah. Shkoyek. Okay, very good. All right. Let's do one more. Sif Yudalit. Yechaylim. If you raise money, now you want to take that money and pay off the government, the Tsar of the year, the Hagmon, because the Hagmon, he's going to, let's say, cause Torahs for Klai or for the city. If you don't pay him off, you're allowed to use tzedakah money that you raised, even for Talmud Torah, and pay him off. If you're not going to pay him off, there are people in the city, they won't be able to pay off the hegmon. V'yakum yavshita merumim, it's atzolus nefashis, throw them in the dungeon or kill them, whatever it is. So therefore, are you allowed to even take Talmud Torah tzedakah money that you raise and give it to the hegmon, because that's considered atzolus nefashis. Zok de goyin in Sivkan Chav Dalet, k'moshin imetzinu b'mikro, sh'yenoysin kachi bedek habayis la malakim shul umas ha'ilam, v'kol shekain tzedakah, the same reason. Why are they giving money to umas ha'ilam? They were giving it to protect them, to prevent them from causing Torahs to Klal Yisrael. If you look in the Taz, sorry? Why? If you look in the Taz, well, here's a chiddush, you could be Mashana. If you look in the Taz, he brings out the Sif Katan Vav. Rashal Hikshal said, the Mashal is the bomb on this halakha. V'teimo, halo meskin and say pergamon de Megillah. In Megillah, in Yonah de Yom, in Megillah, it says, G'day letamatoy yesim atzolos nefashos. We learn now from Mordechai. It's G'day letamatoy yesim atzolos nefashos. So how could you take Talmud Torah money and give it to atzolos nefashos? Fakek, G'day letamatoy yesim atzolos nefashos. You should use the money only for Talmud Torah. What?
That Talmud Torah was atzolos nefashos.
Fakek, Mordechai was mevatel Talmud Torah to do atzolos nefashos. That's what happened. The Gemara says that Mordechai, he was considered choshev v'akol, but at the end of the Megillah it says, after the whole Maisa, he was only leroy v'achov, not lekol achov, because the Sanhedrin looked down upon him. He was mevatel Talmud Torah. He wasn't learning. Even though he did agree to Gazak, he was matzal am Yisrael. But g'day l'talmud Torah, yoysim atzolos nefashos. Zok de Taz, ein kan kushe, devadi ein l'chadov o'imi b'fnei pikuach nefesh, and lo dehosim, but if you have a choice to learn and not have this chus of atzalos nefashos, not need to come on to atzalos nefashos, or have atzalos nefashos mivata tamar torah, that's when gedola tamar torah yaitzim atzalos nefashos. But if you have atzalos nefashos in front of you, why do you have to be mivata tamar torah? Because ena davarim ifnei pikuach nefesh. And where do you learn the health? Yalef lom yomodachai bauchin shetchilu shebalu yado esek shal atzalos nefashos hayachoshev beinicha kamam yaitzim mema she'achakak balu yado and mitzvah shal atzalos nefashos vutzik levata tamar torah kedis hashem shulamanu esek kamam kumaitchilo. And the pasuk says L'Rev Echov, and my father Kamrak used to say that Pashup Shah, that's only a drash. Pashup Shah, L'Rev Echov doesn't mean the majority of his brothers, as if there's a dissenting opinion. But L'Rev Echov means many. L'Rev has two translations, either many or most. Pashup is about it, his many brothers. But Chazal Dashan means L'Rev Echov to the majority, but Sanhedrin were dissenting. They didn't they looked down upon him, and he's Mavata Time Retire. But Vada ain't over Ime Bifnei Pekuach Nefesh. Isaac the Taz. And he's matmi on the mashah. What's going on? So I saw a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah's Rabbanan, Chelek Aleph, Simin Lamed Gimel, I believe it is, Ois Gimel. There, the Rabbanan says a beautiful pshat. He said, what we're talking about here is the din of Mishanin, Tzedakah. If you have Tzedakah, you collect the Tzedakah, Avada, you're allowed to go up in Tzarech, in Cheshivas of a Tzarech, but you're now allowed to go down. You only can go up. So Bishloima, if Hatzalos Nefashos is more chashev than Talmud Torah, because the union of Hatzalos Nefashos, Nefesh Achis be Yisrael, Kilu Bano Ilam, whatever, it's Mamish Gevaldik, very good. So then, no problem, it's a Pasha Halacha, Yechaylim Lashanis, because they'll take from Talmud Torah and go up. But Vivayt Gemara says, Gedela Talmud Torah, it's Hatzalos Nefashos, so it's going down. This Gabet Tzedakah, how could he take this money and be Mishana and give it for Hatzalos Nefashos? He's using and being Mishana L'Tzarek of a lower degree. Rather, instead, he should make another Gevir and force Klal Yisrael, the city, to raise another amount to be able to pay off for the Sakonis Nefashos. Avada Sakonis Nefashos, we have to do something about the Sakonis Nefashos. For sure. But what gives you a right to be Mishana Mitzedakah L'Tzedakah? From Talmud Torah L'Hatzalos Nefashos, Hatzalos Nefashos is lower. Bishloima, Avada, he said, Dava Pasha, if you can't make another gevir, and we're talking about Hatzalos Nefashos, Avada ain't Dava Imi B'Fnei Pikuach Nefesh. But the Mashal was asking, it sounds like you're allowed to be Mishana. How are you allowed to be Mishana? I go to Talmud Torah, Yesim Hatzalos Nefashos. And if that was the kasha, then it would come out that the other Achrenim could be held that even though the Gemara says Gedela Talmud Torah, but Vivat, you see, ain't Dava Imi B'Fnei Pikuach Nefesh, then Yitaka allowed to be Mishana for Sakonis Nefashos, even though. It's a chiddush, even though maybe you could do another grief for Sakon Safashis. But yet, that's already considered a mile, it's considered more kosher than Talmud Torah. They allowed to be Mishana from Talmud Torah to Hatzalos Nefashos. Alright, good to work.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.